Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Hey everybody, Tim Miller from The Bulwark here. We have some breaking news. Former Trump National Security Advisor turned Trump critic John Bolton's home was raided this morning by the FBI before 7 a.m. Eastern time. I hopped on a live stream with Lawfare's Ben Wittes, who was first on the scene reporting this. He had some video from the street outside Bolton's house, which has been shut down, and information confirmed by the local police that it was an FBI raid about half hour or so after Wittes and we at the Bulwark reported on this raid. The FBI confirmed to the New York Post, their propaganda rag of choice, that this was in fact a raid on John Bolton's home, and that it was related to, what did they say, a national security probe, they called it. I think that at this point we have reporting from other national security reporters who have confirmed this is related to the classified documents case back in 2020. If you don't remember, there was Trump administration was pissed that John Bolton was writing a book critiquing Trump. There's some pushback that he had not had some of the material in that book approved through the normal channels that you go through to get sensitive information approved before you can publish it in a book. There was an open investigation to him at the time. This raid appears to be at least tangentially related to that. Maybe there's some related classified documents issues. We don't know. This had to be approved by a judge. I think it's important to note. So they presented at least some evidence to a judge that judge felt merited a search. So that's where we are right now. I want to play for you this live stream that we were doing over on Substack. Shout out to Ben Wittes, who initiated that live stream. He writes for Lawfare, and his Substack is Dog Shirt Daily. So go ahead and check that out. So stick around. Here's me and Ben Wittes live this morning. Outside, well, Ben Wittes, at least, is outside of John Bolton's house. I'm here in my studio, and we'll be back soon with more on this matter.
I am here on Fernwood Road in Bethesda, Maryland, where I believe the FBI is conducting executing a search warrant. I'm not sure exactly what is happening, but I believe there is a search going on at the home of John Bolton. The street, as you'll see, is sealed off by the Montgomery County Police, who have informed me that they are here in support of FBI activity. The FBI activity appears to be directly in front of the house that I believe to be owned by John Bolton, the former National Security Advisor. This is consistent with the FBI's normal practice of executing search warrants early in the morning. Let me give you everything I know about this action. Number one, of course, John Bolton was the National Security Advisor during the first Trump administration for a period of I don't know, 17, 18 months. It was tumultuous. And as you will recall, after his departure, he wrote a scathing book about Trump and has been a fierce Trump critic ever since. The book, and I'm doing this from memory, so if some of the details are wrong, please forgive me. The book was submitted to pre-publication review, but it was submitted to pre-publication review only after and then publication review dragged on forever, and Bolton felt that there was they were trying to silence him and stifle criticism. I believe it had to go through pre-pub twice. Once it was cleared, and then the second time there was supposed classified material found in it. He went ahead and published anyway, and the administration launched a criminal investigation. That criminal investigation ended, as far as I can tell, when the Biden administration came in. According to a very cursory survey, the statute of limitations for any charges related to that book, which would have been was published in 2020, would be expiring very soon. So here is my very loose hypothesis as to what is going on here. And I can't get any closer than this. As you can see, I'm standing at the police line. There is no other press here. So here is what I think is happening, which is that among the national security officials who Trump really has a bee in his bonnet to get, most of them, as I have explained in my columns, have really zero criminal exposure. And it really takes an act of paranoid fantasy to think you're going to indict John Brennan, or you. So you can see there a guy in an FBI jacket up there. I can't zoom in any further, but this is definitely an FBI operation, not these cars, notwithstanding a Montgomery County police operation. We've got at least three FBI vehicles there, as well as there may be more. Officials who have, both Bolton is really the only one, I think, with any significant exposure. He's got he did actually publish something after defying pre-pub review, and the government has contended, whether correctly or tendentiously, that there is classified material in there. The statute of limitations is about to run. I think they have nothing, as best as I've been able to discern, on anybody else. And so you have a sudden situation where they very much want scalps. And a senior official scalp is really the gold standard. And so, Mr. Bolton is a highly attractive figure. And by the way, doing it by search warrant is theatrical. It's impossible for me to imagine that you couldn't get anything you wanted from John Bolton with a subpoena. But then if you do that, you don't get a scene like this. And so an early morning thing that the press will call a raid and without, and, you know, assuming that this is a court authorized, lawfully executed search warrant, and not, you know, a raid, you know, that's a, that said, doing it this way allows a lot of pictures. So we are joined now by Tyler McBrien, our managing editor at Lawfare. Tyler, can you hear me okay?
Sure can. Can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you just fine. I don't know how much there is to do here other than what we've already done, which is to alert people that this is happening, maybe to alert some of the rest of the press. I have sent some pictures of this, what's going on, to friends at a media organization that will identify itself if it so chooses and in a manner in which it chooses. But for those who are just joining us, the FBI appears to be conducting a search warrant. I assume it is not an arrest, but there is FBI activity at a house that I believe to be John Bolton's house in Bethesda. And this is a I assume it is related to the investigation of Bolton's book, and the classified information investigation that took place, and I had thought was closed, although maybe it was reopened or maybe it was never closed. I know of no other reason why the FBI would be executing a search warrant at John Bolton's house. But if they are going to move on this and actually charge him, they have a very limited window of time in which to do it. So what else can I tell you, Tyler?
What else are you seeing? How many law enforcement officials are there?
So there are at least 4 Montgomery County police vehicles. But before I started live streaming, the MoCo officers told me they were here in support of the FBI. I have seen 2 or 3 cars I assume to be FBI, and I have seen one car that I've seen some personnel, at least one person wearing an FBI jacket. So this is definitely an FBI operation. I have visual confirmation of that. And I have confirmation of that from the Montgomery County Police.
So what happens now? What do you imagine is taking place inside the house, and where do you see this going?
Well, so, first of all, a search warrant is a long affair, and I am not going to stay to live stream the whole thing. Message to the rest of the press. I'm going to be here for about another 10 or 15 minutes, and then I'm going to go home and do Dog Shirt TV at 8 o'clock as normally scheduled. So, you know, if you want to follow this thing, CNN, New York Times, you know, get your asses out to the corner of Bradley Boulevard and Fernwood. I would feel better about leaving if somebody else were here, honestly. But what's going to happen is, so a search warrant is often an all-day affair. So what they have done is they've sealed off both ends of the street. They will have already, I'm sure, pounded on the door and announced their presence. And they will, I assume that Bolton is calling his lawyer as we speak, or has already done so. I wouldn't be surprised if his lawyer, who I assume is Chuck Cooper, will show up at some time in the near future. And then they will go through the house looking for the things they have specified in the warrant. I don't know if that's classified material that they're, or allegedly classified material that they're seeking to recover, or if it's something else. You know, I don't know what the purported basis for the warrant is. And okay, so here is another unmarked car that is clearly, you know, a vehicle, a law enforcement vehicle of some kind. I assume this is an FBI vehicle. And so, you know, they have a list of things that they're looking for. And they are, under the terms of the warrant, assuming everything was done properly, entitled to go through the house and find the material that they're looking for. So, you know, that's, they will be here as long as they can. And of course, they have to itemize everything that they seize and present a list of it to Mr. Bolton.
And Ben, can you remind us if we'll see that list of items, if this warrant will be unsealed, and if so, if it's possible, how long that typically takes?
Well, it, you know, they always eventually get unsealed if something is charged. You know, if something's not charged, then it gets a little bit muddier. But generally speaking, if you do, if you do a if you, you know, when you do a warrant like this, you're going to get a, in a high profile case, unless there's some significant national security reason, you're going to eventually see it unsealed. You know, look, I don't know what they are purporting to recover, what they're looking for. And I don't know what the basis of the search warrant is, right? Is it, hello, Tim Miller.
Hello, Ben Wittes. How are things in Bethesda this morning?
Well, it's a lovely morning in Bethesda. I've had pleasant interactions with these two Montgomery County police officers who came to check on me earlier, and another one down the block, a plainclothes officer. And they informed me that they're here in support of the FBI, which is, they did not confirm, but they did not object to my characterization of it as conducting a search warrant at the home of John Bolton. They certainly didn't contradict that. And when they asked me what Lawfare was, and I told them our interest in this, which is we're a national security publication. John Bolton was the national security advisor. We were very interested in his book, and we followed the investigation of his book. I was told, wow, you seem to know a lot about this case. Might you be of assistance to the investigation? And they seemed to be a little bit puzzled as to why I was here or how I how I knew to be here, which I'm certainly not.
Maybe they're recruiting you. There's a big ICE recruitment effort right now.
Yeah, exactly. You
know, potentially there's an FBI recruitment effort
so
as well.
So I have had no contact with the Bureau, only with Montgomery County police officers, who I want to say were totally professional. I saw them under weird circumstances, which is that I was sitting outside John Bolton's house. And they thought I was trespassing and asked me to move. And they asked me what I was doing there. And I said, I'm expecting police action. And a little while later, they turned out, realized I was not a crazy person. stalking.
Well, I don't know about that. You might be both a crazy person and there for good reason. So is the entire block there?
The entire street is sealed off from, so this runs from Bradley Boulevard down to a street called Green Tree down there, and I assume they have sealed it off at both ends.
And what's the extent? I mean, right now we can just kind of see the Montgomery County Police. Like, what is the extent?
Yeah, so there are three, probably more at least, black vehicles up there that are FBI. And I did see one person get out wearing a FBI jacket. It was not Kash Patel. Yeah, so I mean, honestly, this is going to sound like a weird thing to say, but my main concern right now is for John, whom I don't know well, but I have deep political differences with, but I think I can't imagine under what circumstances an FBI early morning raid on his house rather than, say, a subpoena is the appropriate way to get documents from him.
Yeah.
Press? Have any news vans showed up yet?
There are no press here, and I am still the only one, and I will not be here for much longer because I have Dog Shirt TV at 8 o'clock.
That shit, the show must go on.
No man or beast.
Can Dog Shirt TV not be streamed from Bethesda?
Well, Dog Shirt TV requires, we have a guest today, and so I think, like, you know, I'm happy to get up at 4 a.m. to be out here, but I'm not going to stay here all day. So
yeah, and it's worth noting that they, that I think one of Trump's first actions when he went into office was to, get rid of John Bolton's clearance, and then eventually stripped security from John Bolton altogether. He had federal protection because of the Iranian plot against him, so. You know, and this is not coming from nowhere. He was also in Kash Patel's book. He was listed on the members of the executive branch deep state.
You can now see, I don't know if anybody can see this, but I can see it. There are a number of law enforcement personnel there, some of whom are wearing FBI jackets on the other side of that black car. Hmm. If I had a problem.
Kind of hard to see.
I'm not sure if it's visible, but it's definitely there.
Ben Wittes' eyes better than the iPhone camera.
The iPhone camera is zoomed out and I don't think I can zoom it in. It doesn't zoom really. So, my assumption is that this is an effort to beat the clock. This was a loose end from the previous Trump administration, and this is an effort to beat the clock on a fast running statute.
Hey, Ben, we actually do. They've leaked this news to their preferred outlet, the New York Post. So let's see. New York Post has this: FBI agents raided John Bolton's DC area home Friday morning in a quote high profile national security probe. The Post can exclusively reveal. I guess the Post is not monitoring the Dog Shirt Daily Substack live stream, but there you go. They describe it this way: federal agents busted into Bolton's house at 7 a.m. Investigation ordered by the FBI. They've got pictures of Bolton leaving the house here. The New York Post does. So I guess they were along for the ride along.
Yeah, they may have gotten a ride along. I wasn't offered a ride along. But if anybody is asking, like, you know, how did the New York Post find out about this? The answer is, loose lips sink ships, but they also do a world of good for publicity and right-wing media. And we know which is the preferred, you know, which is the higher priority for these people. I don't know that there's much else for me to tell you guys from here. I don't think the view is going to change very much. I can try to walk around to where I may be able to get a different view of it, but I'm not sure. Let me see if I can do that. I'm not optimistic about getting a frontal view of the house.
We have a tweet from Cash Patel. No one is above the law, all caps, no one, FBI agents on a mission.
Yeah, so well, I would like to point out that it is not the normal practice of the FBI to announce search warrant executions midstream by tweet. That is an absolutely outrageous thing for Cash Patel to do. We are now getting a few other people here with us. But I think I am going to sign off pretty soon because my job is done, which was to make sure that this news became available through somebody more responsible than the New York Post.
I agree. Thanks so much for your work out there, Ben. And everybody else, we'll probably pop on the Bulwark with some folks here in, maybe in a half an hour or so, with additional stuff. And you can watch Ben on Dog Shirt Daily. We'll be talking to y'all soon.
Hey there. Are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals and 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.